As about 500 UIC faculty members and supporters picketed on campus, Professor Walter Ben Michaels wanted to show me something else. He took me to the school's tallest building, the 28-story University Hall.
On the top floors are the senior administration. You got people up there making a lot of money. As you go down, you got a lot of different departments. When you get down to the 20th floor, that's my department, the English department. There are some people like me who are well-paid. I'm the head of the department as well. You go down to the 19th floor, and you have the exact opposite of everywhere else. You have the non-tenure-track professors in the English department who are making mainly $30,000 a year. A few of the lucky ones, some of them have been here 15, 20 years, are making $35,000 a year.
Now, wait a second. Most of these folks have got PhDs. They're teaching full-time for $30,000?
Yeah.
After a year and a half of bargaining between UIC and its faculty, the main unresolved issues are pay and benefits. University officials say they can't give the union all it wants. The school estimates that union demands would hike compensation costs over 4 years by 23% for tenured faculty and 27% for non-tenured. But Professor Michaels says the two-day strike is about more than faculty pocketbooks.
We would like, for example, to have all the English majors do senior theses. But when you've got a tenure-track faculty of 33 people, you can't be having, like, hundreds of English majors do senior theses. You could be doing that if you could actually use your non-tenure-track faculty as well.
The ones making just 30 or 35 grand.
But I can't turn to these people and say, so I want to add some additional work, which is hard work and requires a lot of personal hours with students. How can I turn to them and ask them to do that when I can offer them nothing? I can't offer them a promotion. I can't offer them a better wage.
Professors in fields ranging from art history to philosophy also claim it's getting harder to offer courses that won't attract hordes of students. UIC is hardly the only university where faculty members complain they're having a tougher time doing right by their students. The University of Arizona's Gary Rhodes studies U.S. higher education. He says professors at many schools are resisting a common administrative agenda. And what is that agenda?
To narrow the range of fields in which education is provided, to concentrate resources on a few areas that they think are going to pay off, either in terms of bringing in research monies, because UIC is a major research university, or cutting off areas that are not seen to be so valuable in the marketplace for the student.
Valuable as in helping graduates get jobs. And then there are the budget pressures.
15 years from now, half of the colleges and universities in this nation are going to be in bankruptcy.
Michael Polyakov is vice president of policy at the American Council of Trustees and Alumni.
Universities can't be everything to everybody. If they try to do that, especially if you have faculty collective bargaining agreements attempting to protect programs even when they're not financially viable, then the school is really headed for disaster. It is the business of an institution to ensure that it is cost-effective.
Professor Michaels says he and his UIC colleagues are fighting against that kind of thinking and for their students.
When I teach American literature, they're going to learn how to do a kind of critical reading. When they write papers, learn how to do a kind of writing. But they're also going to learn something about the value of literature, something they will take with them all the way through their lives. That's important to us. That's part of what a university is.
The question is how much of that value a school like UIC can afford. The next scheduled bargaining session is Friday. I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.